Okay, our next speaker is Moira McDermott. Moira is an associate teaching professor of mathematics at Syracuse University, and she's going to talk about teaching calculus for freshmen at Syracuse. Go ahead, Moira.
Thanks, Larry. Last spring, I was teaching Calculus 1 to a class of 64 first-year engineering students. When we moved to remote instruction in mid-March, I had already given two exams. I would give one more exam and a cumulative course-wide final exam online. I continued to hold synchronous sessions, and my class meetings were similar to what I'd been doing before the big pivot, an interactive lecture with an outline on slides, worked out examples, and clicker questions that I now delivered through polling in our web conferencing platform. I had many students in many time zones and with various access to internet and technology. I posted my notes and my class recordings to our course learning management system, or LMS. I surveyed my students, checking in to see how they were doing, inquiring about their internet and time zone. We had several extra assignments to get used to the new quiz procedure, which required them to use a scanning app to scan their work and upload a PDF to the LMS. Many other faculty, predominantly outside of math, switched to more asynchronous instruction, thinking that this was more equitable in time of pandemic. Most of my students were grateful to have my class live and said that it was harder to stay motivated for asynchronous classes. There are many challenges, especially related to being able to write math using a computer. I ordered a Wacom drawing tablet and a USB document camera, which was out of stock and took a couple weeks to come back in stock. I read about making a makeshift document camera with a smartphone and Lego or a baking rack. I think my classes went pretty well, and it even seemed like there were some students who were more engaged in the online setting than they had been in person. Attendance at my synchronous live sessions did drop off some over the course of the semester, and some of the students just disappeared. The next big challenge came with the first exam. I didn't have the time or mental energy to completely rewrite my exam, so I gave it. There was clear evidence that about a third of the class cheated on the exam, and circumstantial evidence that a lot more had as well. While some of the cheating involved collaboration between students, the vast majority involved using the website SymboLab. I didn't even bother checking Chegg. It was soul-crushing to grade these exams. Normally, I would have TAs help me grade, but it was too complicated to work out the logistics. I downloaded all the exams, uploaded them to an iPad, graded and made comments using a note-taking app, uploaded them back to the LMS. It was time-consuming, and while the students appreciated getting written feedback, it took a toll on me emotionally. I'd invested an enormous amount of time and energy into this class, and I was rewarded with widespread cheating. I also wondered if things would have been different if only I had written a better exam. The final exam was even worse. We began planning for the fall semester days after the end of the spring semester. SU announced fairly early on that we would resume residential instruction if possible. The summer was spent on working groups, planning, endless webinars about high-flex, hybrid instruction. We were essentially told that we need to teach in person, but also accommodate students who would need to be remote temporarily or full-time, and also provide an asynchronous online course for students in distant time zones, basically three courses in one. There was much debate about whether faculty could opt to teach online only. Then, just to add another wrinkle, in the middle of the summer, the federal government rescinded some of the exceptions for international students related to visas and taking online-only courses. This was eventually reversed, but it caused a lot of unnecessary disruption this summer, especially thinking about TAs. Syracuse University has done a good job of implementing evidence-based practices. We have a robust testing and tracing protocol, including wastewater testing in dorms. Social distancing capacity in classrooms, filters, and alterations to the HVAC and ventilation in buildings. The positive rate in central New York is very low. All the students coming from hot states had to quarantine for 2 weeks. We had a well-publicized incident where over 100 first-year students gathered, some without masks, certainly not maintaining 6 feet of distance on the quad during orientation, but no positive cases from that event. We've just finished 2 weeks of classes, and our active cases are low, and the number in quarantine is decreasing. So all in all, it's going pretty well. This semester, I have the same Calculus 1 course, this time with 188 first-year engineers. The main class is online because of the size, and I'm running it with live sessions, much like I did in the spring. The recitations, which are taught by TAs, are in person, and that usually means alternate attendance, since the whole section can't fit in the room at the same time. Courses taught in this format require masks, simultaneous live streaming, and recording for remote students. It's difficult to implement group work or any active learning. Many people, myself included, think it might be easier and better pedagogically to have everything online. But there was a huge push by the administration to offer a residential experience. When thinking about this course, there were two main concerns that I had to deal with. One was the course structure, and the other was assessment. When I'm thinking about course structure, the biggest decisions had to do with the balance between asynchronous and synchronous instruction. Many people are pre-recording material and running their courses more like a flipped classroom. And there's lots of questions about whether the faculty should be spending all this time, you know, recording videos when there are many, many high quality videos about calculus topics out there. So you could curate high quality videos, but then you run into the problem of students asking, why am I paying for this if all you're doing is putting together other people's videos? The other issue that has to be addressed is assessment. So there are real challenges with testing in the online environment. And that's mostly related to collaboration, either with other students in the course or Chegg, and also having kind of rote problems that can be easily plugged into a website like Wolfram Alpha, SimbaLab, or Mathway. You know, being more creative about writing problems takes time and also is a scaling problem when it comes to grading. And for example, I would love to have my students upload videos of themselves explaining a solution, but it takes a lot of time and it's difficult to do with 188 students. So my first exam is in 2 weeks. Wish me luck.
Thank you, Moira.